95.5 KLOS Southern California's Rock Station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
And that is Corey Taylor. Samantha's gone. So what'd you do over the weekend?
Well, Saturday I got my vaccine.
Right. Now, we did that on Saturday as well. We had a nice long line sitting in the car, and I texted about it, and I said my wife just got her first shot, and she didn't really have any reaction. She started floating in midair for about 20 minutes.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, but other than that, not really.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. So I was asking people if they had any reactions.
Okay.
Dan of the Apes says he got the second shot, and now he can cook a Hot Pocket with his finger. Mark Winters says Bill Gates keeps trying to ask what I'm doing today through my new microchip. And Daddy Dog says, actually got my second shot on Monday, and the tail and horns are starting to shrink. But he has fabulous phone reception now, so that's kind of nice.
Yeah. Wow. Not bad.
Yeah.
I went to the hospital. It wasn't ideal. Look, you hear, you might feel terrible.
Especially if you had it. You had COVID twice.
Yes, and the roughest one was just this past beginning of January.
And so what I've heard is if your first vaccine after actually having it can be pretty nasty. It was nasty.
It was pretty nasty, but I expected it to be pretty nasty. So I woke up on Sunday and I was, you know, freezing.
Right.
And hot and freezing and hot.
Oh, my God.
And I was like, look, it does give you some peace. That you know it's not from sickness.
Right. It's a reaction to the vaccine.
This is a reaction to the vaccine.
Right.
So what I'm feeling is not sickness.
But your body doesn't know that. Your body's like, no. I just got over this.
No, but my mind knows. Okay, yes. Well, I'm fine.
Yeah, but your body's like,
Yes. I'm fine. And I just thought, well, it's going to be a crappy day and I'll live. And then my head started hurting. And I took my temp. I just thought, you know what? I remember what it felt like having COVID.
Right. And of course. You never forget that.
I would take the temperature at night and those little ones that you stick in your mouth, when they're finished, if it's average, it goes beep, 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 beep. Beep, 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 beep. Mm-hmm. Like that. So right. You know it's finished. When it's above 100, it goes beep, 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 beep.
You're going to die. Hey, dude.
And I took it so many times in the dark when I was sleeping back when I had it. So I took it, and I was like, well, I mean, maybe I should look at it. And I looked at it, it was 104.
Come on! Wow.
Which seems dangerous.
You don't have that much brain power to cook, and I'm right
there.
Yeah, exactly. I couldn't live with that.
Yeah, so then I took it again, and it was 103.9, so then I was like, all right, I guess I can go.
They must know you in the ER now. You were there over New Year's.
No, I went to a different one.
Oh, did you? Oh, yeah.
I'm spreading myself around.
You're like, now they're going to let me in again. Yet more COVID?
No, they were incredibly kind. It took them a while to bring my temperature down, but everything...
How'd they do that? They put you in a bath of ice?
No, they did not, although I have had that before, too. No, I had, like, two IVs. They were giving me fluids.
Hold on, we need to circle back to the bath of ice.
Yeah, that was a long time ago.
How much did you pay for that? That sounds fun.
It was not fun.
No, I wouldn't think so.
I was naked in a bath of ice, and I was at UCLA,
right,
which is a teaching hospital. So the doctor would come in with 17 students.
Oh, my God. So they're, like, presenting shrinkage.
Yes.
This is what it's all about.
So eventually I said, hey, I don't want to, you know, be bad about this or anything.
But I'm dying!
I would really rather not have that many people in the room when I'm in a bath of ice because I'm dying.
Yeah.
So anyway,
right.
So yesterday I was in the ER for about 6 hours.
Oh, come on.
6 to 7 hours,
that's
yeah.
Horrible.
It was not fun.
What are you doing here?
It's not
go
fun.
Home.
No, I'm
go
fine.
To sleep.
Not fine.
Oh, my God, dude.
No wonder
you get it all the time. You just push yourself so hard.
I
almost
really,
use a naughty word there. So gosh
really
darn hard.
Push myself.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't.
Dude, you've been working mornings 30 years
yeah.
And going everywhere and all the crazy stuff you do. And
right.
Damn,
all right,
girl.
I've been pushing myself
yes.
Hard. All right, listen. But that was a thing that we knew what it was. Even if I feel less than perfect today... I know what it is because it's not a sickness.
Worse than that, just take advantage of it.
So
I don't feel very good. I better stay home.
I like work. What's wrong with you? I was off work for a year.
Yeah,
so.
No, that's true. All right. Fair enough.
No, so all good.
I'm so glad you're feeling better,
all
dude.
Good. By the way, I would take the vaccine again tomorrow if I had the same side effects COVID is so much worse.
Yeah, yeah. There you go. Say that again.
I would take...
Everybody know.
I would take the vaccine again tomorrow if it had the exact same side effects and I was in the hospital for 6 hours.
Why?
Because COVID is so much worse. You can't imagine. Day 8, day 9, day 10, you're like, I can't do this anymore. I would do it again tomorrow.
Wow. Okay.
So I'm happy I have it. I'm happy it's behind me. I'm bulletproof now.
For at least 6 months.
That's my story, and I'm right. sticking to it. So you got your first vaccine shot.
I did. Last Saturday, I finally got the notice from UCLA, hey, come on down, get your shot, old man. And I, you know, everybody's been asking all sorts of advice, all sorts of, you know, I mentioned it on a couple social
what
media
advice?
Platforms. Well, you know, have Tylenol ready, be ready to sleep for a while. You're going to feel sick. All these different things.
Interesting.
Yeah. And
does that happen to everybody?
Well, that's the thing. Everybody so far, and what I'm really curious in about is how many people have had a different experience as well, because every single experience seems to be different.
Call us if you have a weird experience or one that seems to be different from everybody else. 818-955-KLOS.
Yeah, with your first shot of Moderna, you're going to be this weekend, right?
This Saturday,
your first jab?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And so so I was kind of prepared. I was like, you know, I had advice on what to do with my arm because it's going to hurt. Have it in your left arm if you're a righty. All this kind of stuff.
It seems lame.
It does.
It seems lame.
It's nice, though. Everybody was really nice.
But it seems lame to get advice for an arm that hurts.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yes, yeah.
There's nothing wrong with it. It's not broken. It's just you got a shot.
Well, they,
and it hurts.
Apparently, some people, it kind of freezes up and it kind of, you know, get a little hard area around it. And if you keep doing this, you know, moving it and stuff,
yeah,
then it helps. And so I was sort of prepared. I wasn't concerned about it at all. I just wanted to get it done. I got to tell you, I waltzed into the place, literally, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3.
But you have a partner?
Yeah, you know. Which really upset everybody. They got out of my way, which is kind of nice. No, but I was in and out in 25 minutes. It was
really?
An actual, yeah, walk-in place, and UCLA had it set up so well. And I kind of want to have, for my second shot in about a month, someone from UCLA come here and give me that second shot. Maybe you can have yours. Maybe we can...
How long do you have to wait?
Up. That's like a month. I have it scheduled now, but I'm thinking, you know, it'd be a public service thing if UCLA is interested in coming down here, talking about all the weird questions people have. I mean, it is. It's all up in the air. It's a first time for this, so of course it's...
Do people get sick from the first shot? A lot of people got sick, I heard, from the second shot.
I've heard both. I've heard that if you had it, if you've actually had COVID, then the first shot can knock you down.
Oh, that sucks for me so
right?
much.
Because you've had it twice. You've been in line twice.
And recently, just like New Year's Day, I had it.
But I got to tell you, man, and I think I had it. I'm like that kid on that.
I'm still living.
Yeah, I'm still living. I thought I had. I'm pretty sure I did because I was sick for like 6 weeks. I had a couple of weeks off and on of fever. I've never been so sick in my life last year.
Right. What? You know. But when in the year?
It was February. That was like, you know, when it was really happening last February.
Oh, okay. So it was over a year ago.
Yeah. So, you know, I was ready for whatever. I'm like, this will be a reaction. It's not an actual sickness if I do have any kind of symptoms.
Yeah, you don't panic because you know that's what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you know what happened?
Huh?
Nothing.
You weren't tired?
My arm doesn't hurt.
You weren't drained?
I wasn't drained. I wasn't tired.
You didn't have a temperature?
I didn't get sick. I didn't get a temperature. I was able to speak French fluently for about half an hour.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
And then it faded?
Yeah, it faded. No, but seriously, I mean, I was shocked. I was like, I was ready for, you know, a real ass kicking from this, and nothing happened at all.
You seem disappointed almost.
I guess that's not the right
guy
word.
Who really looks forward to a good ass kicking.
Yeah. Actually, I was looking forward to a good excuse for not doing much work for a while. I couldn't lie about it on
I'm
this.
I'm so sorry. Exactly. I'm so sick. I can't come in.
I was really thinking about it. You know, I got to tell you, because, you know, I mean, I wanted to really just kind of blow out and have a great weekend.
Sure.
And then, you know, I'd come in back today, maybe tomorrow.
Well, let me just say, next Monday, I am out. All right, listen, if you had a different experience.
Yes.
818-955-KLOS. Call us now. 818-955-KLOS. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo.
And that is, someone mentioned the Cream song, White Room, a little while ago in relation to our precious little contest today, and made me need to hear that one, Apocalyptica's cover, the new one with Jacoby Shaddix. Good stuff, White Room there.
We are talking about getting your vaccine.
Yeah,
the especially
first shot.
The first shot, yep. And the problems that maybe you had. Who's this?
This is retired Green Beret Doug. But if you get COVID, sir, you will know it. You won't be guessing. You'll know it.
Yeah, I had it, and I knew it.
COVID, I think I've had it. I think. Yep, still living.
So have you had your shot? Have you had your first vaccination?
Yeah, got the first one, sailed right through that puppy. The second one knocked me on my ass.
Interesting,
The second one
second
was
one
the bad
after
one.
Having it. Doug, thanks for calling in. KLOS. Stereo.
Hey, guys.
Hey. You got your first vaccine shot?
Yeah, this is a friend who was in his early 60s who had had it. He had his doctor advise him to go get the shot, and he got it, and he had a blood clot in his leg, and his leg swelled up to 4 times its normal size.
Now, why are you telling me? But that's an exception, right?
Well, it's interesting.
I don't know. I'm just saying I thought it was noteworthy.
Yeah.
Muggo said nothing happened at all.
To me, yes. But it's different with everybody. Yeah. So I guess, Kevin, what I should do is probably massage your leg and make sure that there's no blood clots in there. Here we go. Good. No, I'm starting now while you take this call.
KLOS, hello.
Now just relax.
Hi. This is Rhonda from San Pedro, and I just wanted to give my little input.
Yes,
I had the Moderna, and the first shot, I had no symptoms other than my arm was sore for about 4 days.
Okay.
And about 40 days later, I had the second shot, and I was ready. You know, I took my Advil, and I was ready, went to bed, and I woke up with this crazy stiff neck. It was stiff for about all day, stiff, probably about 8 hours.
A stiff neck? I've not heard that one.
I haven't heard that one. Did you have any other symptoms, like illness, or you felt like you had a cold or anything?
No. I was a little groggy, true. I was a little groggy, and my neck hurt all day, but other than that, it was good to go, and I'm ready to face the world now.
Welcome back. Thanks for calling in. I think it's interesting that everybody has different experiences with this stuff.
KLOS, hello.
Hello.
Hey. Hi there.
So my name is Monique. I've been listening to Sluggo since 1994. Anyways, I wanted to tell you about my experience getting the
vaccine?
Second dose of the Moderna vaccine.
It was the second one that hurt you? Not the first one?
The first one, it was... Actually, the first one was bad, too.
Oh, was it? Great. Wow, what?
Great.
So, in the middle of the night, like, I wake up and, like, my arm is just throbbing. Huh. And then the next day I woke up and I just felt, like, just, you know, tired and just, like, lagged, you know, just... And then with the second one, so, like, 8 hours after I got my second dose of the Moderna vaccine, I started throwing up. I had the fever, the chills.
This was the second one? But, wow.
Wow.
Yeah, damn. Monique, thanks for calling. Yeah. Thank you. Thanks. I know you. We haven't chatted in a while, but thanks for calling in.
All right. Yeah, thank you so much. I think you guys are great together. I listen to you guys every single day on my ride home. And, yeah, you guys are fantastic.
Thank you. Thanks.
Thank you.
Feel better.
All right.
KLOS, hello.
Hi.
Hi there. You had your vaccine?
Yeah, I got the Johnson & Johnson shot. It'll be 2 weeks on Thursday. And, I got it, like, at 4:15. And then at about 10 o'clock at night, my feet started to, like, move a little bit, and all of a sudden I had the chills for about an hour where, you know, I pick up a glass, water's shaking, and I'm literally uncomfortable. I didn't sleep very well, had body soreness for about a day and a half, but I still kept on and did my usual, you know, gym routine and everything else, and the next day I was fine.
Now, Johnson & Johnson is the one you don't have to go back after so much time, right? You just have the one shot and that's it. Is that right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And my arm was barely sore. My friends had one friend didn't have any symptoms except a sore arm. The other one had the same thing that I did, plus she had a fever.
Wow, I love that. I think it's so interesting.
Yeah,
I just wonder
great.
If that one's
it's
a little
really
more
great.
Intense.
I
thanks
love
for
it.
Calling in. Yeah.
you guys are doing a great job, by
oh,
the way.
Thanks,
I'm
man.
Happy to have you on the air.
Thank you very much.
Thanks. So, I'm hoping that we can get UCLA. I'm actually going to try and get a hold of them to come down here for my second shot. Maybe you can have yours as well, and maybe you can just answer some questions. It'll be about in a month or so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
95.5 KLOS. Tell me about that band.
Oh, man. Violet Saturn and brother and sister team out of Malibu. I got to see them just before the world shut down.
Oh.
They were just getting their start in a tiny little rehearsal
space. Terrible time to launch a band.
Energy, yeah, right? Enjoy 2020.
Wow.
Yeah, they're just so great.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, I look forward to seeing them live and for real. By the way, have you texted the word stimulus yet to our new tiny little Denoris? Denero. I knew I couldn't say
yeah,
that.
I knew.
It's just not going to happen.
Try it again.
Denerosaurus Rex. It's Cassiosaurus's
kid. Yeah.
68255 is the word stimulus, please. Quickly.
When I was out of work, I was watching a lot of TV, and I started watching a show called To Catch a Smuggler on Discovery Channel.
Right.
And it's basically people trying to get drugs into the United States in 1,000 different ways.
Wow, yeah.
And they've got agents there that are questioning people and they've got drug sniffing dogs and it's kind of crazy.
Right.
And I saw this headline, customs agents in Cincinnati seized 44 pounds of cornflakes.
Oh, yeah, I saw this.
Covered in cocaine instead of sugar.
How the hell did that happen?
Where's my
cocaine? Damn it!
I don't know, but you know, cornflakes don't really weigh much.
No.
So I don't know how big the shipment was to be 44 pounds of it, but imagine biting into cornflakes or giving them to your kids.
Well, that'll wake you up.
And they actually have cocaine on it instead of sugar.
Yeah, you know.
A drug-sniffing dog found it first and was sniffing at it, and they were like, wait, what's going on? And they saw it, and it was like, all right, covered in cocaine.
Well, who did this? How did this even happen?
It's a company called Angel Cereals out of Lima, Peru. And I think we have the CEO and the marketing director.
Oh, is this on the line? Hello? Hey, it's KLS.
Hey, guys. How you doing, man? This is Chad Angel. How you doing? It's Angel Cereals out of Peru. How's it going, fellas?
Wow. Well, we're well, and it sounds like you're doing pretty well as well.
Woo! Woo! I'm doing great, man. You know, I want you to know, I heard you guys talking about the story, and I just want you to know, I am the CEO and marketing, you know, executive from Cereales Angel, which is, we say, down here in Peru. But actually, it's a company named after me. I'm Chad Angel. It's my cereal company.
Okay.
And I just wanted to straighten a couple things out, if you don't mind.
Okay, yes,
no,
please.
That sounds very good. Tell us about it, sir.
Look, this whole thing's a misunderstanding, okay? I do distribute cereals around the world. I am an international cartel company. I'm a company, and we sell cereal all around the world. And yes, the cornflakes were my cornflakes, but I had nothing to do with any cocaine that was ever found by any dogs.
Yeah, I mean, there were 44 pounds of it.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy, right? It's crazy. If you had 44 pounds of cocaine, let's say that's a street value of, I don't know, $2,822,400. Would you put it in this cereal, man? That's crazy. Who would do that?
I mean, I think you do that. No way, man.
I don't, I'm a legitimate businessman. All I do is sell cereal. And, you know, it's crazy. The whole thing's like a massive undertaking. And first of all, what are they doing with dogs around cereal anyway? That seems unsanitary to me, man. You want, like, dog hair in your Rice Krispies? Not me, man.
You sound like you're very excited,
sir. Yeah, you're a little amped.
Well, I'm just a happy guy. I'm a happy guy. That's why they call me the Snow Angel, man. Like, my friends call me Snow Angel because I like to make snow angels. And they call me Chatty Lines because, you know, I wear a lot of stripes, or Chatty Rail. Because I like to go on a lot of railroad trips, or Chatty Bumps, or Chatty Toots, or Johnny 8-Ball. I play a lot of pool with Johnny Cocaine. I got a lot of different nicknames. But I am a legitimate businessman, and I'm just trying to sell cereal, man.
Okay, so you're saying that there was no cocaine on the cornflakes?
Not when they left my factory, man. No, something happened between my factory and Cincinnati, man, and I had nothing to do with it. It's crazy. I mean, this is, I'm losing my mind. This is nuts. Hold on a second. What? Okay. Look, I gotta go, man. I just got a huge order. Donald Trump Jr. just ordered 47 cases of Cocoa Puffs.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo.
It's the Pretty Reckless.
I like that.
Is that your introduction to Taylor? She's a very nice lady.
Yes. Yes, she is.
And it's a sort of thing that you will hear Matt Pinfield play Sunday night at 8 o'clock on his new and improved show. I guess he's going to be talking to Angus Young from AC/DC this Sunday.
Oh, no kidding.
That is insane.
He doesn't do interviews.
No, Angus, why would AC/DC bother doing interviews, right?
Wow.
But I guess they like Matt, so that's going to happen on Sunday night. You can hear that, 8 o'clock on this KLOS deal. So, Kevin, welcome to KLOS.
Thank you. I'm very excited to be here.
And how are you feeling?
I'm feeling great.
I mean, you had COVID.
I had COVID twice. Yeah, that happened
twice.
Twice, two times.
I think we need to talk about that and what that was like.
Okay, and my fever dreams.
Yeah, yeah.
And my bleeding.
Wow. What? So you really were. So your doctor was really telling the truth.
Yep.
He smelled a little like Ralph to me. I don't know.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. This is Kevin Ryder. It's my first day with Sluggo. Okay. We're doing the show together. And I just want to point out, thank you to all my friends who are texting me wrong information, hoping that I'll say it. Hey, have a great day on 99.5.
Oh,
just close enough that maybe I'll mess up.
I think it's for wagering purposes. They're hoping you're going to...
Probably, but doesn't that seem like that's cheating?
Yeah, great. That's my favorite thing.
That's cheating. I think Bob Saget is on the phone. Is it?
Expensive sound.
I'm right here.
Hey, Bob.
I am right here. Hello, my friends. Kevin, I'm so happy that you're on 98.6. I just had my
Come on, Bob.
I just took my temperature rectally, and that's what it says. So I assume that's what you're doing. Sluggo, how are you, my friend? It's
wonderful.
Been long.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
That's... Smart move. I'm so glad that you're there and Bean's back, and it's just good.
No, it's just me and Sluggo.
No, what?
Yeah.
I didn't sign up for this. Yeah. Hold on.
Yeah, no. Yeah, that's it.
Every day now. Every day. So what time do you guys start every day?
3 o'clock, 3 to 7.
So now you can be on my hours, comics hours. You don't have to get up at 5 in the morning, get the newspaper, step on a sprinkler, break your foot open.
Correct. I woke up this morning, and I took a shower, and I was ready to go, and I still had like 4 hours before I had to leave. I didn't even know what to do with myself.
It's a good time to read Cliff Notes.
Okay.
Of famous books, and then call an old teacher.
And then act like I read the book. I like it.
I don't know. I had a premise, and I shouldn't have pitched it on the air.
That's what I like about you. There's really, no. Yeah, go ahead.
No, exactly. There's no beginning, middle, or end.
Right.
It was Rodney Dangerfield who used to say, I've got no beginning, I got no end, and I'm weak in the middle. But I'm thrilled. I'm so happy you're there.
Thank you.
We really need you, and Klaus is lucky to have
K-L-O-S,
you.
K-L-O-S, yeah. K-L-O-S.
Not Klaus?
No.
And Croc is a croc of, so they're gone.
You're right.
So then, and I'm just thrilled. When I found out that you were doing this, I saw it on Twitter. I had to take care of myself. I got so excited.
Oh, all right.
Bob, do you have any video of that? Bob, pray tell, please.
Well, it was actually shot at the parking garage on the guy on the floor below me.
So. Oh, that's sad.
So, yeah, it's on TikTok, so I'm pretty happy with it. I don't know what song was playing. Let's see. I'm only happy when it rains, I think he was playing.
Sure.
Or... No, but any Live and Let Die, that's a nice song to play during a quarantine. Thank you. Good song during a pandemic. That makes me feel secure.
I mean, I don't think we were thinking about the pandemic when we played the song.
No.
They were separate.
No, yeah.
They were separate.
But I'm glad you're well. I'm really happy you're well.
You know, I got it twice.
I got COVID twice.
Two times.
Yeah, that sucked.
He's that guy that goes back for second cupcakes in grade school.
I do not recommend it. It's not cool.
No, don't do it.
Not cool.
Have you ever had herpes?
No.
Liar.
It's a great question, though.
I can't wait to see you then. No, I mean, you know, what about, people don't even think about this, what if someone's drowning and you and a guy like from Baywatch gives you mouth to mouth? Usually those guys are carriers because they're all lifeguards. So
right.
That they're not help. They might save your life, but you're going to have sores on your mouth. I don't think it's worth it. I mean, what's this?
You wouldn't rather live that way than die?
Not with a whole mouth full of mushrooms. Okay.
This boom, 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 boom. Is Kevin and Sluggo on 95.5 KLOS.
Salsa. 68255 Salsa. 68255 Salsa. 68255. Oh, sorry.
Why are you yelling?
I don't know.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo.
Yo! Kevin, you say you're collecting different versions of Come Together to play for us on the radio someday.
There's so many covers of that song.
Yeah.
And some of them are not good. It might surprise you to know.
I want to hear the crappy ones. Please bring those in.
It is Kevin and Sluggo. It is time to talk to Danny Elfman.
Yeah.
Who's on the phone.
Oh.
Danny, how are you?
Hi.
It's been so long. I'm so happy to talk to you.
Oh, my God. I know. It's like last year just disappeared, and here we are.
Sure
like
did. It just did. Last year just didn't happen.
Yeah.
Oddly enough.
Just didn't happen.
Danny is back because he's going to return to the stage with a live-to-film concert experience of Disney's timeless holiday classic, Tim Burton's The Nightmare Before Christmas. I've seen this, and it is great.
Every time. It's phenomenal, man. What is it like to play to a film as opposed to you're just doing a concert? What's the difference for you?
Well, now I'm used to it. You know, the first couple of times, it seemed impossible because, you know, there's so much music to synchronize with the film, to be exactly in sync. It was like, this is impossible. There's no way to do this. But after the first one or two times, it's like, you know what? This is totally possible. And now it's just like, oh, yeah, we got this. It's like piece of cake.
This...
You know, John Macheri, the conductor, he's got the conducting the orchestra and sync thing down so well, and I'm used to it, and I rarely screw up. You know,
of course. That's quite the opposite of us.
If I didn't screw up at least on a relatively regular basis.
I wouldn't want to go if you were perfect.
Yeah.
Tell us about the orchestra and the whole situation, because for people who haven't seen it, it's really amazing.
It is.
Well, I mean, there's like a, I don't know, I think it's about a 70, 75-piece orchestra, and there's a choir, about 30 or 40 people. And we have a cast on stage. We have five singers, three of them from the original cast that sang on Nightmare. And then the rest of us come out and do the whole movie, every song.
And there's a giant LED screen.
And so you see the whole movie in sync while we're performing it. And then there's extra visual stuff that, you know, crazy stuff.
Yeah.
But the main thing is that you're seeing the actual live footage in sync with the entire concert playing every note of music from beginning to end. And in Nightmare Before Christmas, more than anything I've ever worked on, it's almost from beginning to end.
Yeah.
There's really only two or three little breaks.
Right.
Music stop, you
know? Right.
This is a new announcement. The show will take place Friday, October 29th of this year, 2021.
At Hollywood Bowl.
Nope.
No, it's
at
not.
At the Bank of California Stadium.
You. Nice. Okay.
And it's for all ages, and tickets go on sale this Friday, May 14th at 10 a.m. at Ticketmaster. You can get them this Friday.
So, Danny, when you were writing
the California, Bank of California.
Yes. When you were writing the music for Nightmare, did you hear like a full orchestra like this? And how hard was it to kind of bring in that entire orchestra and write what they had to play?
Oh no, I imagined that right from the first song.
Right.
You know, when I wrote "This Is Halloween," which is the first thing I wrote. You know, I demoed it for a full orchestra and all the voices.
Nice.
And somewhere there's actually a demo with me doing every voice and the entire group with some, you know, this cheesy sounding synth demo of the whole orchestra. But it's all the parts. It's exactly the same parts that we ended up with in the final score.
That's amazing.
It's so great. Tickets go on sale this Friday, May 14th at 10 a.m. at Ticketmaster. There's also a pre-sale Wednesday.
Oh, Wednesday.
At 10 a.m. You can go to DannyElfman.com and use the pre-sale code Jack. Am I supposed to say the pre-sale code?
No!
That's too late. Danny also has a new solo double album coming out in June. Tell us about that.
Well, you know, I don't do anything simply, do I?
No, you don't.
You know, that was what I got for being isolated last year. You know, you got to imagine me setting up for 2020. First off, I was frustrated as hell with the way everything was.
Right.
As many of us were. And secondly, I purposely took no film work because I had a whole year of concerts booked all over the world. I had not only Nightmare Before Christmas and Elfman Burton Show and my violin concerto and two new world premiere classical pieces and more of the Coachella shows that I was going to take around California.
Wow.
So it was a busy year, and it all went kaboom.
Oh, my God.
Like everything else did last year, right?
Yep.
And I hunkered down, and I thought, you know, I got this new song that I was going to premiere at Coachella, and I was really looking forward to, like, kind of making everybody's mouths go drop open and going, what the hell is that? And it was a song called I'm So Sorry. Now it's just called Sorry. And I decided maybe I'll just write a couple more songs to go along with this. And once I opened the box, crap, I didn't know what was in there, but
wow.
I started in April, and then by August, it's like I had to call Laura, my manager, and go, we need to make an arbitrary cutoff because I got 18 songs.
I may never stop.
I'm not going to stop. So we finally found a label, which is a great little label, Anti and Epitaph Records.
Nice.
And began recording.
And the new album is called Big Mess, and you've released, seven songs?
Five so far. Another one coming out in a week.
Very entertaining videos as well, man. Just so over the top and in your face and just really awesome. In case you didn't notice.
Me over the top?
What a surprise.
And it's so different. We saw you at...
Mr. Subdued.
That's what you're known for.
We saw your concerto at CSUN 11-11 back in April 2019. And how was that? It was so wonderful. And you could so hear your voice in that music and everything. Is that what you want to start aiming towards more as you go down the line?
Yeah, I'm doing those commissions every year now. I've committed to take off part of my year to do a classical piece every year.
Nice.
As long as I keep writing. So now it's a little more complicated because I was balancing two careers and now it's three. If I keep doing more big mess, it's like I've messed things up sufficiently, don't you think?
Are you going to be touring at all for Big Mess?
I think it's possible.
All right. That's good news. Mm. That's good news.
Well, anything is possible. So, but, you know, it's something that I never dreamed of a year ago.
Right.
Existing.
Right. Let me drop back into time. Do you ever watch the episode of The Gong Show when the Mystic Knights were on? Do you ever see that anymore? Because that was just a very interesting experience, I should think.
I try not to.
Right. Yeah. Right.
As often as I can.
It'll surface
Danny
once
really does
day,
sort of a...
Go, this is another day without seeing myself on The Gong Show.
Right.
You sort of like to ignore your past and move into something new all the time.
Well, look, every 2 years, I'm already sick of everything I've done before that point.
Right.
It's kind of like a bit of a problem, a dilemma. It's not that I don't hate stuff. I just like to keep moving. I'm like, the only way to keep moving is to not look back a lot. Did crazy stuff.
Well, look how it's worked out for you. It's worked very well. I mean, you just keep moving on to more and more interesting stuff. So that's a good way to do it.
But has it, Kevin?
It is Danny's first solo album in 37 years. It comes out June 11th. It's called Big Mess. And the Bank of California is where we announce that you're going to be doing the live Tim Burton's Nightmare Before Christmas. And tickets for that go on sale this Friday, May 14th at 10 a.m. at Ticketmaster. And there's a pre-sale Wednesday at 10 a.m. And the pre-sale code is Jack.
Nope! Just stop by his website for that.
Go to DannyElfman.com. Danny, it's always a pleasure to talk to you. Thank you for coming on the show.
Kevin, it's so good to hear your voice.
Thank you.
And congratulations on this new home.
Yeah.
And all the best wishes and love to you, my friend.
Nice. Thank you, Danny. I appreciate it.
Okay.
We'll talk soon. Bye now.
Bye.
I mean, I was 100% obsessed with that song. I just would listen to it as a kid over and over and over and over. So it's kind of cleansing the palate of your Paul McCartney stuff.
Sure. Hey, it's not my Paul McCartney stuff. It's his. I'm just saying.
Of Paul.
Recently.
Well, it's a good thing that
his songwriting hasn't been up to his own standard.
It's a good thing that he's not around to hear what he's done, you know, since he died back when he was 21 or whatever.
I think he's still alive.
You know those people that just told
me. He's still alive.
Do you believe that? No.
Yeah.
Wait, there are going to be some silly noises here in just a second. It's Two for Tuesday. I love doing those kind of twofers from the album, you know, just exactly as they appeared on the album.
It's agreed.
Kind of fun to do. There you go. Let's just let that go on for like 2 hours. Do that sometimes.
They really smoked, huh? Really good.
Had the best stuff, man.
Here is an impossible headline. Fresno, the number one romantic city in America for singles, study says.
That's nonsense.
And then in the headline, it goes on to say, what were they thinking?
Yeah, so how does it, why? Is there wonderful food places and beautiful scenery to see in Fresno to take your sweetheart to? And
the website mydatingadvisor.com has looked into Fresno,
mm-hmm.
and they say it has a certain amount of romantic charge, especially if you're single. So they say Fresno is the most romantic city out of 150 metro areas surveyed.
So beating San Francisco, beating New York City, beating Paris. Is this just in the U.S.?
It's just in the U.S.
All right. So beating Paris, France. Oh, wait.
Beating Paris, the...
Yeah, whatever. I'm sure there's a Paris.
The casino.
Yeah. That's easy.
No, but they, I don't know, because they don't really pick big cities ever.
Right.
They say that they surveyed 150 metro areas, And also in the top five, New Haven, Connecticut, Springfield, Massachusetts, Hartford, Connecticut.
Well, see, Hartford makes sense.
It's and really Green Bay, town. Wisconsin.
I don't know anything about Green Bay. But, I mean, so what? Like, Fresno has the most romantic 7-Eleven? The most, like, nice place Del Taco to take your date
I'm gonna
to?
I'm going
to
tell you what they looked at. Okay. When they came up with Fresno being number one, the most romantic place in the world.
Nope.
I've been to Fresno.
Did you hook up a lot?
No. I've been there.
I mean, clearly you hooked up.
That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
The study looked at things like the cost of a bottle of wine.
Okay.
$8 in Fresno. A meal out for two, $46.
At Del Taco. No slam on Del Taco.
Date nights in Fresno are rather affordable.
So, like, the Dollar Theater is really nice.
But I can tell you why.
Yeah.
Fresno blows.
Where's Greg Bejero? We need to ask him about this. He knows all about Fresno.
Fresno also scored well for marriage rates, LGBTQ friendliness, and level of sexual activity.
That's all good. So, that's nice.
The city had a sexual activity score of 60.35 out of 100. That number is based on STDs per 100,000 people, active Ashley Madison users per 100,000 people, and I'm not making this up, sexually active high schoolers per 100,000 people.
So
that seems inappropriate at best.
It's just straight up nothing else to do in Fresno is what they're saying.
Right.
You just
people in medium household income also is looked at, and it's pretty good in Fresno. So
that's ridiculous.
Fresno's number one, you guys. Isn't that great?
Let's go there. Let's get some glass. Yeah.
And do what?
Yeah, exactly. What?
I've been there. No, thank you. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo. On the way, we have our 1 second of nonstop rock. Worth $3,000.
Yeah.
Before five. Also, President Obama talks UFOs. Coming up in a second. First, yep. I don't know if you're aware of this or not, Sluggo, but no. It's horny time.
What? It is? Sweet.
Horny time.
Dude, it's always horny time. Horny time.
This is a female who wrote this article about it being horny time. It's an actual thing. She says, do me a favor and think about how you feel right now. Sun's out, guns out. You got your favorite.
You say that again.
Sun's out, guns out.
She wrote that?
Yep.
I love her.
You got your favorite loose cottons on. When you look around you, does something, perhaps someone, catch your eye? Are you feeling yourself on a more acute level than you're usually feeling yourself?
Excuse me?
Is there a constant tingle in your nether regions?
Yes. Always, 24/7.
Was your friend, who wasn't hot, all of a sudden very hot and appealing to you?
Is this written to 14-year-old?
Guess what, friends? It's horny time.
That's what she says.
She refers to the period of time between early spring and late spring where everyone everywhere wants to F a lot. That's what she says.
In the 1800s, they said it nicely, when a young man's fancy turns to romance.
Yes. Well, apparently there's a very short amount of time that it actually happens.
Oh, really?
Yes.
So you got to get it on quick.
The horny time is serious,
Doo-doo-doo.
She says. You've emerged from winter. You were wearing a lot of clothes, and now you're wearing fewer clothes.
Especially here in L.A. It was a cold winter.
You are absorbing the vitamin D. Yes, you are.
Is that what that's called?
The horny time is short-lived and a fleeting phenomenon, she says.
Yeah, I think I lost mine when I was in my teens, yeah. So, oh, you mean every
year? She says everyone is.
Every year.
For a brief few weeks, everyone is. Uh-huh. So that should include you. Clean and not sweaty and fresh-faced. We get haircuts and manicures.
Do we?
We take cool showers.
Do we? Have you ever taken a cold shower? Has that ever worked for you at all?
I have when I'm incredibly hot.
You've tried? Oh, yeah, but yeah, not incredibly hot. Down.
No, when I'm overheated.
But not when you're incredibly hot. Right. That's ridiculous.
We've spring cleaned our apartments. We're eager to connect again to other members of human species.
No, we're not. She's not talking to me, I guess.
She is.
All. Yeah, is she?
She's saying here are some things to do when it's horny time. Talk to lots of people. Don't be shy.
Yeah, well, no problem.
Wear loose clothing.
No, I won't make anyone sick.
Bring protection wherever you go.
Always. Don't. Never do.
I wear three. Just take one off.
Nice.
It's light as hell. Bring protection wherever you go. Sunscreen and water bottles are your friends.
What? How does that make you get some?
Be open to new experiences. The horny time demands it. The horny time demands it.
She had to be in a really deep voice. The horny time demands it.
So apparently it's horny time. Who knew?
Oh, yeah.
Who knew?
I'm happy about that.
I was not aware.
No. Happy horny time.
Right.
Is this a Hallmark card for that?
I hope so.
Couple from Jimmy and a 2 for Tuesday. 2 for Tuesday. 2 from Aerosmith. Last one there from 1985's Done With Mirrors, Sheila. So I was talking with him one time. We were doing a radio interview, and I mentioned that and how much I liked
Steven
that
Tyler?
Album. Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, it was when Joe Perry came back to the band and Brad Whitford in 85. And I was like, that was just such a great album, and Sheila in particular. And he's like, you like that song? Nobody knows that song. I love that you love that. I worked really hard on that song, man. That's really cool.
I wonder how many bands have that.
Yeah.
Where some of their favorite songs are never hits.
Did not do anything. Yeah. But they love it. It hits home. I don't know. Let's find out.
Strange.
So,
the Beatles. Let's talk about Paul McCartney.
Stu's in the studio for this one.
Yeah, I didn't want to say anything.
Howdy, sir.
By the way, that is a great album, by the way.
Yeah, such a good Done With Mirrors.
It is a great Done With Mirrors. Go get it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And get Beatles. I mean, get Paul McCartney, too.
I was recording a commercial with Stu, and he pointed out Temporary Secretary. From Paul McCartney.
I don't even know that song.
I don't either. Yeah.
You said that's from 1980?
It's from 1980, yeah. The single didn't really go huge, but, you know, a lot of stations gave it a bunch of spins for a while.
So this is before he teamed up with Michael Jackson, right?
I think so, yeah, a couple years before.
Doggone Girl Is Mine.
Here, my thing about Paul McCartney is he set the bar way high.
Right, with the Beatles.
Right, with the Beatles.
Yeah.
And all the songs that he wrote, Let It Be and all that kind of stuff.
Sure.
So compared to that high level that he set, it would be like Michael Jordan scoring 3 points. For other players, maybe 3 points is an average game, not for Michael Jordan.
Yeah. You know, sometimes people are big superstars, and then they kind of go somewhere else and do something smaller, and, you know, we got to let that Kevin kind of go.
Paul McCartney got busted, because Paul McCartney smokes, or maybe still does, a ton of weed.
I would guess
so. Right? And, I mean, you know, eventually you're going to come up with some, you're going to experiment, sure. And you're going to say, hey, you know what?
You're gonna come.
Ooh,
this is good.
That Temporary Secretary is a perfect song. Listen to this song.
It's a good song. We're gonna play the whole thing.
Written,
no,
and sung by Paul McCartney.
Yeah,
okay,
it's a great song. Yeah, it's already great.
Oh boy, this is one to be Kraftwerk, is what this
right?
is. It's very.
Can you find for me someone strong and sweet fitting on my knee? She can keep her job if she gets it wrong. Ah, but Mr.
Pocket Calculator.
I need her. All I need is help for a little while.
We understand what Temporary Secretary is. I just need a little help for a while.
It's good times.
Come on.
This is good. This is, you know.
Why aren't any temp agencies using this?
Should be.
I'll tell you, if I ran a temp agency, this would be the song.
Unbelievable, right?
It's awesome.
Well.
Is it awesome?
It's awesome.
I don't
yes.
hate
it's
awesome. It.
By Paul McCartney standards?
Look. Jeez. You
know, he did a song called Too Many People. And I believe this song is about John Lennon and Yoko Ono.
Nope.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So, yeah, get to that second one. And then Too Many People is what this is.
Oh, I need to hear it.
Hate it.
Reaching for a piece of cake?
Well, it's like a watered down Beatles B-side.
It's I say it's no worse than Temporary Secretary. Agreed. Or no better than.
Yeah.
Agreed.
But it's definitely better than The Doggone Girl Is Mine or whatever
I could skip that one.
Do you remember Spies Like Us? He did the theme song for that movie.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's terrible.
Yes.
Yeah. You're all going to agree on this.
Okay.
Wow, I forgot about this song.
I mean, come on.
No, that was beautiful.
Yeah, I don't need to hear that one.
No, we actually played this on the radio when it was new.
He doesn't sound like he was stoned when he wrote that, though.
No, agreed.
And Temporary, that's, I think, the difference, the drugs.
Still better than that other one.
It could be.
There was one other that he did, besides the one with Michael Jackson, that I can't stand.
Ebony and Ivory?
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's...
Somebody's knocking on the door, somebody's ringing the bell, somebody's
let
knocking
him
on the
in.
Door.
Let him in.
Somebody's
that's a great song.
Somebody's knocking on the door, somebody's ringing on the bell.
Oh, my God.
What?
Do me a favor. Open the door.
Mullikintyre.
His ex-wife had a lot to do with being vegetarian.
Right.
Sure.
And he wrote a song called Meat Free Monday.
Just Monday, though.
Meat Free Monday. It's a fun day.
It's a fun day. And it's happening.
It's a fun day.
I didn't hate that.
Come on now.
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
I mean, come on.
I mean, I'm
okay. You gotta be honest.
It's about it.
Way ahead of Morrissey, Meat is Murder, so that's kind of...
Sure. Listen, I'm with you guys on the great songs that he made.
Right.
But, well, let's admit, when crap is crap. Right?
Wow, slinging. I mean, this is a very subjective thing, man.
It's not necessarily a popular standpoint.
Right. But so that's why you want to take it, because it's not very popular.
Yeah.
This is a troll.
You get it's a troll.
Down with Paul McCartney. Boom.
Black, empty soul from the troll.
Charles Bronson in Breakout. That used to be playing at the drive-ins all the time when that movie, that song was new back in the day.
Drive-ins, wow. The flashback.
That triple feature.
I don't think I could live in a small town after living in Los Angeles most of my life.
Possible, man.
I just don't think it would be interesting.
No, I can't now. We've looked around. We've gone to places. We've stayed places. And like, I got to get home to L.A.
It's too dull, yeah. There's a city, though, named Christiansburg, Virginia.
Yeah.
And there's a music store there. And they decided it's called Bridge Caldo. I guess that's the guy's name, music, and they decided that they were going to start a sign war, which I've never heard of, but I love.
Yeah, what does that mean? They going around tearing down other people's signs?
No, they have a sign on the outside of their wall where they can change the lettering.
Mm-hmm.
So it says, "Hey, Super Shoes," which is just across the street. Want to start a sign war?
Oh, nice. I
Super
like that.
Shoes says, "Hey, Bridge Caldro, our shoe strings are stronger than your guitar strings."
Well, that's a fair
not
comeback.
Bad.
Yeah, not bad.
And then the music store said, "Your shoe strings never got anyone a date."
Oh, that's a good one.
Shots fired.
Yeah.
And then the shoe place said, keep your play dates. We specialize in soulmates.
Oh,
S-O-L-E.
That's bad.
Because it's a shoe-ish shop.
Yeah, I think I'm already going with the record store.
Okay, so now the music store. Is going to involve other people. They say, what a crock. I don't know what stinks worse, your shoes or Kabuki's sign.
Crock is good, too.
So then Kabuki Japanese Steakhouse and Sushi... enters the fray.
Right.
You've got to be sharp to make our good sushi, and we won't string you along.
Oh.
Don't love it.
Well.
Y'all got Crocs, but we got Godzilla. We shred in this war like Caldro shreds guitars.
This is like old school Twitter.
Love it.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
Right.
But on their signs that
right.
People drive by all day. So then the Super Shoes gets back involved. It goes mosh pits and raw fish, both more dangerous than shoe shopping. Not
enough.
A fan.
No, yeah.
Then a pharmacy gets involved.
Yeah, we got drugs, man.
The Christiansburg pharmacy says music, shoes, and food are fine, but your health is what matters to us.
Ah. That's too serious.
It's not awful.
No, but they should have said, you know.
And then the music store said, anyone else? Come at me, bro. Looking at you two across the road.
Wow. That's really weird.
Oh, I'm not done. So then the shoe store says, boy, that escalated quickly. And then the First Church of God says,
wow.
Pianos need tuned. Mikado costs money. Shoes wear out. Jesus is forever, honey.
Nice. All right, that's good.
So far, they're the winner.
Yeah. Then I like a church that can actually step up and play along.
And they said honey at the end of it to make it rhyme.
Right.
Then a professional accounting firm got involved. Shoes, strings, sushi. Your girl will leave you if the IRS is after you. Then the public library got involved.
Wow.
We tried to find time to join the Seaberg sign war, but we are fully booked.
Oh, my God.
I got to be honest. I don't hate it.
No, that's pretty good.
Yep. Gas station decided to get involved. We will fuel the sign wars.
All right. That's fair enough.
Hampton Inn decided to get involved.
Wow.
Songs, shoes, sushi is worth a lot of fuss, but at the end of the day, they sleep with us.
CNN, I got to think, well, where's the general manager or someone in corporate going, this has to stop.
Right.
This must not be going on.
Which it doesn't.
Yeah, yes, no, so I it's love great. The fact yes, that it's doing awesome. This. Good for them.
And then Lawson Mobile Home Supply says a musician, shoe salesman, pharmacist, and a barber walks into a kabuki, and the bartender says, this could be a sign.
Oh, that's pretty good.
I sort of love that.
Yeah, that's pretty
solid. And then a car wash got involved, and then a bunch of different businesses.
So virtually every business in Christiansburg, Virginia.
Love it.
Play along.
I love that
yeah,
stuff.
That's cool.
Because you're totally right. Usually it's a big business, and the boss's boss doesn't get it.
No. No.
Yes.
Take that down immediately.
And stops it right away. Yeah. And in this, they're just all having fun.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Here at the end of the world. Other, yeah. And the church is getting
involved.
Yeah, the church. And the library.
Yeah.
I want to move to Christiansburg for like 2 days.
Until we read all the signs. Right. And then we got to get the hell out of there.
Then we got to get back here.
Fair warning, man. Fair warning. You know what I mean?
You're quite the thespian. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Have you ever found anything expensive?
No. I saw this on the list today you want to mention, and I thought, accessing, no. How about you?
We're going to, no, $20 bill, probably.
Yeah, yeah. I found some cash every once in a while.
In Palm Beach, Florida, over the weekend, a beachgoer discovered a package, opened it up, and it was 65 pounds of cocaine.
Wow.
65 pounds.
Well, someone on a yacht is very unhappy. Some party went south quick.
Right.
Hey, where's that coke?
So the people from the beach went to the U.S. Border Patrol and gave them the cocaine.
Oh, man.
Worth, later estimated.
Wait, let me guess. Okay. 65 pounds? God, mm-hmm. I really have no idea. This is going to be so $150,000. No, it's going to be a lot more than that.
$1.5 million.
Right. Jeez.
Just washed up on the beach.
Wow.
Hey, what's that? It looks like a package.
Yeah, I mean, how did they know it was coke? I mean, they go over and take the little, you know, television finger
sure
in
did.
It, and then, and, I
a
mean,
little.
Yeah.
I don't think they even looked. I think they just saw all the packages.
Oh, right.
And they sort of, right. They're in Miami, for God's sake.
One of
Palm
those
Beach, I guess.
Packages had to have gone in someone's trousers to go home, right? One.
I mean, it's very possible.
If it's free, if it's on the beach.
Because the cops don't know how many were there.
Yeah, totally.
So you're saying,
would you
each
take
person,
one?
Well, no, because I don't do cocaine, but yeah, I would have sold it. I wouldn't sell it.
Honestly, I don't think I would walk away from it. I think I would take one.
Really?
Yeah, I think I would.
Well, you're a bad person.
I know. This is not news.
All right, so we're going to take your calls at 818-955-KLOS if you found something expensive. And what did you do with it?
Yeah.
Give it back? Give it to the authorities?
Keep a little bit of it?
Keep a little for yourself like Sluggo would do?
I guess. Yeah. Turns out.
At 818-955-KLOS. Call now. 955-KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. We were talking about Palm Beach, Florida, and a beachgoer discovered over $1.5 million worth of cocaine.
Woo!
Washed up on the shoreline. And I didn't see this before, but the first response to this tweet is another tweet saying somewhere Don Jr. is crying.
That's a fact. That's a
very
fact.
Funny. All right. So you found something expensive. And what did you do with it?
Hello, KLOS.
Hey, Sluggo.
Yes.
This is Kevin.
Yes.
Hello.
So the question was, have you ever found anything valuable?
Yes.
Yeah. And what'd you do with it?
This is Santa Anita Racetrack, mm-hmm. And I found one of those paper vouchers left in a machine, and it was worth a considerable amount of money, let's just say.
How much? Yeah, how much?
$3,200.
Wow. Nice.
As a naive dumbass,
yeah.
I pumped it out of that machine, took it to another machine to thinking that I could transfer the ticket to a different ticket, and I made a couple wagers. And then I cashed that ticket. And then the next time I went back, I put it in the machine, and they said, see a teller.
Oh.
And the gentleman says, we know that ticket you got wasn't yours.
Oh.
And I had...
Put your hands behind your head.
Yeah.
By the short ones. I had to go.
So you could have cashed it right away, then. Is that what you're saying at first?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Right.
Thank
on.
You for calling.
Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
What are you, mad?
Yes. Rangy. Crazy. Why? What do you mean?
No, I just can't believe what's going on there. I mean, really, what are you, mad? I mean, insane?
Which part?
Because
keeping a part of it? I don't know what you're saying.
I don't know. I don't know. I'm out of here.
All right. Okay. Hey, thanks for calling. I love that guy.
That was very odd.
He's my favorite caller.
You guys,
today.
Are you? What? Are you mad?
What's wrong with you? KLOS, hello.
Yeah, I was in. I got in the back of a taxi once, and I kicked something with my foot. It was a wallet.
Mm-hmm.
And it had $1,000 in it.
Wow. What'd you do with it?
I looked up the person's address through their driver's license, and I returned it to them.
Very nice. Yay.
Look at that.
That's good.
You
good
wouldn't have done that, Sluggo.
No, cash I would.
Oh, no, there
if
was only $800 in here.
I'm taking it. Yeah, well, that's true. Probably wouldn't be quite $1,000 anymore. But. Right on. Thanks for calling, man.
Thanks you.
Hey, did he give you a reward, by the way?
No. But I didn't care, man. As long as I got his money back, it wasn't too far from my house.
Yeah, that's cool.
You hear
cool.
that, Sluggo?
See here, you. I had gone and bought some Coke with it. Hey, KLOS.
So I went to a house party.
Yes.
And this was a rich kid. And he was getting jacked by everybody at the house. And then the cops came. And somebody handed me a box. And I just ran out with it and left. His dad was like a sheriff or something.
Oh, great.
And they handed me his 45 special edition.
Oh.
And I didn't know what to do with it.
That's
right.
Yeah. Sure.
I got a sheriff's gun. I wasn't robbing the kid.
Wow.
Yeah. And I left and I said, hey, what's in this box? And we opened it up.
Gun.
And it was this, like, gun, and it had the sheriff's name on it, stamped, and
Holy cow.
I ended up driving, and I was in Redlands, drive by Highland, found some guys on the street, and I said, hey, if you give me $50, because I can't return it. Yeah. How do you return that?
Well, I mean, somebody handed it. I don't know.
Mm.
No, well, yeah.
Well, I mean, interesting.
You sold it to a random rando for $50?
For $50. Get it out of my hands, I didn't know what else to do with it.
Sluggo is very proud of you.
What would you guys do? Did I do wrong?
Well, I would have found some way to probably mail it back, I suppose.
Honestly, I don't know.
I don't think I would have sold it for $50 to someone on the street.
I mean, you could have gotten more.
Could we? Yeah.
We're disappointed in your business decision.
Wolfie! That is Don't Back Down. That's a new one from Mammoth 95.5 KLOS.
I really like that.
Yeah, it's pretty good stuff, mm-hmm. man. Well done, sir. So, still taking calls about you found some stuff laying on the
Something
ground.
Something valuable.
What did you do with it? Hello?
Hey!
What are you calling about?
Hey! What's that?
What's that? Is that a thing still?
No.
Okay.
No, absolutely not.
Okay.
I'll go miss you on lithium and all that, man.
Oh, thanks, man. I miss doing it. It was fun.
Hey, what's up?
Yeah.
I just called to say.
Find you again. It's great.
Welcome back.
I want to say I found about, I think it was about $8,500 in a money clip roll thing.
Wow.
And, I remember picking it up. I was about 12, and I thought I made my biggest day.
Yeah,
and my dad seen me do it, and he goes, nope, we're turning it in.
Damn it.
Talking my lesson.
Oh, those responsible parents.
But did anybody ever claim it, or did you get to keep it?
Claimed it right away. They were waiting. Security called him over. The guy goes, what a nice young man. Gives me a 5.
Oh,
I'm sorry, hold up. A $5 bill.
I looked at him, I said, come really, guys? I'm sorry, but I know. You could have given me $100 on that one.
Yeah. Dang.
I like that you shamed him.
Yeah.
Sammy. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Tomorrow's a big day here on KLOS.
Why is that?
Dirty Honey is going to be joining Heidi and Frank.
Oh, nice.
To be judges. And they're going to play their own song. They're going to debut a new song.
Oh, nice.
At 9 a.m.
They are the best. And they're going to sit in on Stay or Go.
Yes.
Wow. God, can you imagine like proper rock stars sitting down to judge your song live on the air, taking calls is what they do on Friday mornings, Heidi and Frank, to say, no, boo, that song sucks. You have no talent.
That would be a little frightening.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Then Rick Nielsen from Cheap Trick is going to join Marcy at 1 o'clock.
Nice.
And then we're going to kick off the weekend with our All Request Fest.
Yeah, it's all party music. Starting at 5.
So that's all coming
and
up
all
tomorrow.
Weekend. It's all nonstop party music all weekend.
All right.
So you love Dolly Parton, right? What kind of psycho doesn't love Dolly Parton? I think she is the nicest, coolest, most wonderful human being in the world. When I heard she was kicking $1 million and to help out make Moderna available, the vaccine.
Yep.
I was amazed. And then she, have you seen the video yet, sat down to have a shot.
Oh, no, yeah. Because I don't like watching people get shots.
Oh, that's right. We just discussed this yesterday. Oh, well, they did it in a way that they didn't have to tear her skin, so it wouldn't have bothered you maybe so much.
What?
I'm lying to you.
Okay,
go ahead and watch the video right now. But they're all saying she got a dose of her own medicine, and she said she's dead serious about the vaccine. She's old enough to actually get it, so she kicked in the $1 million, and then just yesterday, or whenever it was, a couple days ago, she actually had it herself.
She said, don't worry, I'm old enough.
Yeah, right? She's not. I'm not jumping the line, even though I kicked in some cash. So just, I love Dolly Parton. I just thought that was super cool, and good on her for making that happen.
She is very cool.
We gotta find that audio. Yeah, it's a whole bunch of parody songs now. She sang Jolene while she was getting the shot, but people have changed that up, of course. You should dig those out.
Coming up next, we're going to talk about songs that you absolutely should not like.
Yeah. Fess up. What are those really bad songs you love?
But you do. That's next on KLOS.
Well, hey, it's me. I'm finally going to get my vaccine. I'm so excited. I've been waiting a while. I'm old enough to get it, and I'm smart enough to get it. So I'm very happy that I'm going to get my Moderna shot today. And I wanted to tell everybody, I think you should get out there and do it too. I even changed one of my songs to fit the occasion. It goes, vaccine, 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 vaccine.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Crazy video for that one. Do you remember that? She was Alice in Wonderland. She turned into a cake. They start chopping into her, eating her. I was like, wow, I'm too sober for this.
So you drank it. It was great.
Of course. It was perfect.
Sure. Tell me about your poll that you put up. Was it a poll?
Yeah, just sort of ask people. I'm like, let's be honest. What is the really bad song that you love? Like, every time you hear it, you're going to listen to it. You turn it up. You don't care what people say. And I was amazed how many people stepped up and responded.
But you know, in your heart, that it's crappy.
Yes, right, exactly. Okay. I mean, there's really no doubt around, you know, about it that, for example, Puttin' on the Ritz by Taco. Do you remember that one?
I do.
Cover from the 80s.
Not Tiger, a fan.
Tiger the Dog answered that one, says one of her favorites. Top of the World by the Carpenters. Do you remember that one?
Top of the World.
I actually really like that song. It's terrible.
I don't
like
remember
the Carpenters.
That
the Pina Colada song. If you like Pina Colada. Made Veronica's list. She loves that one. Then
that's a bad one, though.
It is really bad.
Yeah, listen.
I understand there's some sort of story behind
I'll
this
tell
whole song.
You.
Yeah?
Okay. I'll tell you.
One don't of these days?
Don't ask now.
Okay. All right. The First Noel says, so many. Just a Friend by Biz Markie jumps
in. Because he can't sing.
Don't even give me that.
I mean, he literally can't sing.
Don't even give me that.
He's completely off tune.
Barry Manilow made the list. Karen says Copacabana.
I can't stand very much.
Come on, let's listen to this for a long time. Woo!
Yes.
Yeah!
That's probably not.
Thank
you. Yeah, no.
But then I have one here that I'm pretty damn sure, as I recall, you actually like, and I have to admit, I like it too.
Okay.
Chris said to Pow's Heart and Soul. Do you remember that song?
I do remember that song.
It's one of those that just vanished through the cracks. I mean, it's never, ever, ever going to play on KLOS.
No, of course.
Yeah.
But because they're terrible songs.
Yes, exactly.
We're saying that up front.
Right, exactly. Yes.
We're going to take your calls, too, at 818-955-KLOS, and that's 818-955-5567, with songs that you know are terrible. You're admitting that up front. And by the way, here's another one.
Yeah.
Ghostbusters.
Oh. I mean, it was amazing in the movie. It was fun, but I don't ever want to
hear it. Because it's associated with the movie.
Yes.
And I remember so much of the lines of the movie and everything else. Yeah. It's a terrible song.
It is
song.
Really bad. Yeah.
Terrible.
And it's really long. It's like 4.5 minutes.
That might be the worst song we've mentioned so far.
Yeah.
But I like it just because I have memories of that movie.
Amazing
Ghostbusters
film.
For a long time was my favorite movie.
Hell yeah. That's a big Twinkie.
Yeah. So if you want to call with songs that you know are bad, but you like them, 818-955-KLOS. 818-955-KLOS. 955-KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon, and we're talking about songs that you know are bad.
You know, it's amazing. You know, we throw something out there on Twitter or whatever, and you never know what kind of response you're going to get. You're always surprised the ones that actually, like, everybody latches onto.
And you did this one on Twitter.
Yeah, a while back, and I just got so many responses, people admitting all the terrible songs they like.
Listen, it's a bad song, but you like it.
Yeah.
KLOS, who's this and where are you from?
This is Sal from Montana.
All right.
How are you guys doing?
And we're doing well. What song is terrible, but you like?
Mr. Roboto,
Mr. Roboto!
Yes. song.
That's a bad song.
And I really liked Styx. But then I was like, nope, not so much. Thanks,
dude. Call. KLOS, hello.
Hey there.
Who's this? Where are you from?
This is Craig. I'm from Riverside.
All right. What's a song that's terrible that you love?
Well, you know, I can't say I love it, but I like it a lot.
Okay, that's fine.
I can't remember who it's by, but it's Electric Avenue.
Oh, Eddie Grant.
Yeah, my wife hates it, and I hate it, but I love it.
Electric Avenue. Yeah. That was a really cool video, too. Actually, I don't know that that's a terrible song.
That's a terrible song.
Is it? Nah.
KLOS, hello.
Hello.
Hi there. What song do you, what song is bad, but you like it?
I don't even want to say this.
Say it.
Staying Alive by the Bee Gees.
Same.
Staying Alive. Staying
by
Alive.
By the way, same.
Yeah, no.
I love that song.
It was a good movie. Saturday Night Fever was a pretty good movie.
Oh, I don't know. That was a terrible movie. Horrible. But except for the dancing the bits. Yeah. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, what song is bad, but you like?
I have two of them for you, actually. All right. Come On, Eileen by Dexy.
Come
Midnight
On, Eileen. That's
a very nasty song, too.
It's a stupid song and a terrible video.
Right.
Yeah.
And the other one is Always and Forever. I don't know the group.
Always and Forever.
Oh, that's one of those slow jams.
Yeah,
right?
That's Heatwave. Yes. Yeah. Wow. Right on. Thanks for calling, man.
KLOS, hello.
Hello there. I think long ago, Universe Far, Far Away, you guys used to play Dr. Demento, and the song I really miss is Dead Puppies.
Oh, Dead Puppies. Dead. Ogden Edsel.
Not much fun.
Right?
You love that song, huh?
Absolutely.
I guess I can say that is a terrible song, but I love it too, man. Thanks for that.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going well. What's your name? Where are you from?
My name is Kristen from Irvine, California.
All right. And we're talking about songs that are bad, but you still like.
I love Call Me Maybe by Carly Rae Jepsen.
Oh, I don't know that one. That's a 2000 something, right? You know that one?
Yes. That's like the Friday. It's like that song.
Ooh, I don't know that one either. Oh. I'm so happy. Yay!
Very similar.
But you actually really like it.
Oh, I rock out to it. I mean, it's on my playlist, and if it comes up in the rounds, I will blast it as loud as I can.
You don't mind people know that you like it?
Oh, no. All right. I love it. I have fun. Again, I know it's terrible, and that's why I love it.
Good for you. I think that's awesome.
Thanks for calling. We appreciate it.
Let's get some more. 818-955-KLOS. You hate to admit it, but you always turn it up and listen to it. 818-955-KLOS.
Getting a tremendous amount of calls on this topic.
It's true. I don't know. I don't know what it was doing.
Something was
that
just
was weird.
Super weird in the studio. Sorry. It's 95.5 KLOS. It is Kevin and Sluggo, and we are talking about songs that you can admit aren't great. Maybe they're bad, but you still like them. KLOS, who's this and where are you from?
Corey from Santa Monica.
All right, you have a song that you know is bad but you like?
Yeah, I do.
What is it?
The Wild Thing by Tone Loc.
You're right, it's a bad song.
And I love it. That's a really good bad song. Perfect.
Thank you for the call. KLOS, who's this and where are you from?
I got a great, horrible song.
Okay, yes.
That I love.
Yes.
Right, said Fred, I'm too sexy.
I'm too sexy for my shirt.
I'm too sexy for this radio station. That's a good one. That's a gooder. You know, Swedish Eagle brought that song to America. Yeah. Thanks.
Bastard. KLOS, hello.
Hey, Detachable Penis.
Detachable Penis, of course.
Removable Apparatus.
KLOS, hello.
Hello, how are you?
We are good, thank you. Song that you know is bad, but you like.
I like Dreamin' by Kenny Nolan.
Oh, that's a good song.
Is it?
Yeah, it's a terrible song. That to me is a perfect example
a
of a really
song.
Yes, that's awesome. Thanks, dude.
Thank you. KLOS, hello.
How you doing?
Good, thank you. There's a song that is bad, and you know it, but you like it.
And that song is Rock Me Amadeus by Falco, but I still blast it.
That one is very addictive.
Yes, it is.
How do you feel about Der Kommissar by Falco?
Actually, I blast that one too.
Yeah, they're both exactly wonderfully horrible.
KLOS, hello, who's this?
Fabian.
Where are you, Fabian?
I'm in La Habra.
All right, what song do you know is bad, but you love?
How about Sugar Sugar by, I believe it's the Archies.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Sugar Sugar. That's like going back to the 60s. Oof. That's a gooder.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is. That,
that
is
one knocked the air out of me.
Bubblegum pop, I think, can all fall into this category.
Yeah, but you like it?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right on. Thanks for calling, man.
KLOS, hello.
Yes. We're cruising at 3,000 feet.
And you have a song that you know is bad, but you like?
Absolutely.
What is it?
Frankie Valli of the Four Seasons. Oh, what a night.
Ah, that's December 1963.
That is the name of it.
Yeah. Yes.
Right on.
Yes.
All right. Thank you for the call.
Man. Thank you.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, what's up?
You have you have a song that you know is bad, but you like?
I do, man. I'm too sexy for my shirt.
Second
well, there
one.
We go. We've come around then. So
second
that's,
one.
That's, I guess, the winner. I guess Wright Says Fred actually wins.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. $1,000 and our 1 second of nonstop rock.
Rock.
Coming up this hour.
Hell yeah. On a Friday.
Yes, it is a Friday.
Woo!
Take it easy.
I'm trying, man. I am.
I don't know if you saw the story that has been dominating the news for a couple of days now. Sylvester Stallone.
All right.
A lot of people were upset that he had joined Mar-a-Lago,
which is
ex-President Trump's place.
Weren't they shutting that down or something? Wasn't it going to get shut down, Mar-a-Lago or something?
I don't know, but it certainly hasn't happened yet.
Yeah, yeah.
Sylvester Stallone, according to his people, has never been and is not now a member of Mar-a-Lago.
Oh, I hadn't seen that part.
Has been falsely reported.
Oh, I hadn't seen that bit.
He was invited to dinner.
Oh, okay.
That's why he was there.
So it got blown out of proportion.
So Twitter, you know, people went into e-rage.
Yeah.
And went crazy. Seeing Sylvester Stallone join the former guys club proves once and for all that he did his own stunts and he has brain damage to prove it.
He's having dinner.
What a disappointment Sylvester Stallone turned out to be joining Trump's Mar-a-Lago club. He clearly has received too many punches to the head. Almost all of them were involved punches to the head.
Apollo Creed out there somewhere is going, yeah, damn straight.
So we thought, just to sort of set the record straight, today we would check in with Sylvester Stallone.
Right. You have Sly's phone number.
Yes.
Well, you've called him before.
And just get his version of this.
But I think that's fair.
Sylvester, good afternoon.
Yo, how's it going, guys?
It's going really well. How are you doing?
I'm not so good, you know, because a lot of people are being, you know, very disrespectful to me on the internet and stuff.
Right. Do you have Twitter?
Oh, yeah, I have Twitter.
Okay.
Do not upset him right out the gate.
I'm just asking, because maybe you would have missed a lot of that.
Of course he has Twitter.
I got Twitter, right. I got Instagram, I got TikTok, I got MySpace, I got Vine. How come nobody's making Vines anymore?
It does seem like it's been dormant for a while. I don't know.
Keep going to Vine. There's no Vine.
Right. All right, Sylvester Stallone, are you a member of Mar-a-Lago?
No, I've never been a member of Mar-a-Lago, okay?
Okay.
Like, I live in Florida now, but I'm a member of a different club called the Breakers Club, right?
What is that, pray tell?
Breakers Club, yeah. You know, like breaking things, like break your face, break your arm, break your nose. Like the Breakers. We're the Breakers that break things.
Can we hire you? Like, can I send you on a mission?
Yeah, I'm not doing anything. I'm not doing Creed 3 because they don't want me, apparently.
I mean, you don't think that your entire reputation is ruined, right?
I think it's like taking a, you know, a beating, you know, like, and I know a thing or two about taking a beating.
You do, yeah.
And my reputation is taking a beating because, you know, like, I just go to dinner and then, you know, I'm like doing the right thing, like having a meal, and everybody comes to start calling me baby killer. I come back and spit on me, and they call me baby killer now. Is it gone? No, yeah, no. I didn't make that for first blood. I didn't draw first blood. That's ridiculous.
I just
had the first course. I didn't have the first blood. It's unbelievable.
I think you may be confused with one of your movie roles.
It seems like a flashback to a film, perhaps, instead of real life, maybe.
It could be worse. I could flashback to Stop when my mom will shoot.
Oh, honestly, that was genius. Yeah. That was a genius, genius movie. So moving forward, are you going to stay away from Mar-a-Lago?
Probably will, because everybody seems very upset about it, you know, like, I can't even go have a meal, and everybody thinks, oh, now he's like, you know, one of Donald Trump's boys or something like that. I don't have a problem with anybody, all right, except, like, the Russians, because I once had trouble with this big Russian guy.
Right.
Drago, if I remember
correctly. But we got along, okay? And if he can get along, and I can get along, we can all get along, right? I'm a baby killer! I'm a baby killer!
No, not a baby killer.
Yeah, no.
No one's calling you a baby killer, I don't think.
I don't think.
Well, all right, I killed one baby.
What?
And then suddenly...
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. I asked Sluggo a couple days ago if he's ever heard of Winnebago Man, and he said no.
Nope. Not that I think. Not
and
offhand.
I've never been more excited. Because Winnebago Man is one of those things where it's old. It's probably 15 years old.
Right.
And people... It's become a cult thing.
Right.
Where people start watching it.
Yep.
And then it became a cult thing where people started meeting at midnight and watching it, sort of like
Rocky Horror.
Rocky Horror.
Right.
And then they found the guy.
Ah, nice.
And they made a movie about him. Like, a lot has been done with Winnebago Man.
Okay.
So this is a guy who makes, like, educational videos for companies.
Oh, okay.
So he's trying his best to describe a Winnebago.
Right.
And he wrote all of the copy, and this is him trying to describe the Winnebago.
Right, okay.
Clip one.
Okay.
The Winnebago Concepts and Engineering Departments have developed a multifunctional bathroom. Privacy, I don't even know what the fuck I'm reading.
That's like us every day in
it's
here.
Like us every
yes,
day.
Yeah.
And this guy's my soulmate. So then he's still trying to figure out what lines he's supposed to say, and he's getting pretty frustrated, and this is very early
right
in this thing.
I wonder what the f*** the real dialogue is. What the f*** is this thing? All of the windshield, for f*** sake. Oh, f***. What the f*** did I say? Trying to give these guys everything they can get to me. That's it.
It's a little bit like Casey Kasem going off on us, but this guy's not any good at doing it at all, ever.
No.
Like, Casey was usually really good.
Also, this guy continues for quite some time.
And it's weird because it's Winnebago's. You know, it's supposed to be happy. You're going to go out on the... That's awesome.
You would think that he has my skill at talking. And there are days when you want to punch yourself in the face.
Oh, man. That is so true. I cannot even get the words out at all.
Sometimes. Listen to him try again.
Okay.
Got to do it again right now. Oh, f***.
Getting, an editing nightmare.
Yeah, right? Getting way more frustrated.
Dude, it's just a Winnebago. Just talk about it.
Now the cameraman's name is Tony, and Tony is walking in and walking back out and walking in and walking back out because he can't get his lines right.
Right, right.
So Winnebago Man gets mad at Tony and starts yelling at him.
Tony, do me a favor. Will you please? Will you? Will you do me a kindness?
Leave.
Yeah.
I think I want to be walking in and out if you're going to... And I
don't make any difference to me at this juncture. Thank you very much. I appreciate that, Tony. Don't slam the fucking door.
All right, hold up. Now he's going to give a speech where he doesn't want any more yelling.
I wonder if he's related to Orson Welles. But yes.
I'm going to guess no. He's going to give a speech right? where he doesn't want any more yelling. And by the way, he's the only one yelling. Everybody else is calling.
That is usually the case, isn't
it? No more. Listen, I've got to give a clue here now. I don't want any more bullshit any time during the day from anyone. That includes me.
What?
It's going to be very hot. It's going to be very uncomfortable for everybody. Want anybody yelling? We get anybody yelling around here anymore today, and then the shit is going to hit the fan.
I do like that. I like his cadence, I have to say. If he could just pull it together. No more yelling. The rest of the day.
He's good at that.
Yeah.
Although he, again, is the only one yelling.
Right.
Now he's trying to remember what the script is, and he's very frustrated because he's the person who wrote the script.
Wow, dude, come on!
Yes.
And they fit the needs of a very diverse... Buyer segment. Why can't I remember? I wrote this stuff. Why can't I remember it?
I think you've actually said that in this very studio. Literally, word for word.
This is my spirit animal. I love him.
Man, why don't I say it fucking right? What does the goddamn line say, Tony? I don't give a shit what the line is. I fucked up the word rear. I can't even read the fucking VO straight. What the fuck was that?
Getting super frustrated.
Yeah.
Now the flies come in. There's a fly that starts attacking him. You know those annoying flies?
Sure.
Where you can sort of see them, but no one else can.
Yeah,
so, like,
sure,
you're swinging at your face
even
and stuff.
More ridiculous.
And everybody's like, what's he doing?
It's the first of the plagues. Like, frogs are next.
This is the flies attacking him now.
Okay. We got flies all over the place. Son of a bitch. Get out of here, you fucking flies. There's a fly over the headlight, Tony. We got flies coming for us. Out of here, you flies. Get out of here, you goddamn jackass.
He's calling a fly a jackass.
To a fly.
The fly hears this. Yeah. That's what the fly heard.
Correct, yes. But he was certainly upset at that fly.
No, I know that feeling.
And then he tries to work in a big word that he's not used to using.
Always a bad idea.
Into the copy. And then when he says it, he's like, what? Nope. This isn't going to work.
I got to read it again because my mind is just a piece of shit this morning.
Right?
I can't fucking make my mind work.
Yeah, keep that clip, would you?
Sure, yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
here's
the
one where he uses a word that's too big for him.
Oh, okay.
Meat, innovation, money. Not even funny anymore.
What the f*** is it?
The accoutrement that you will need. Accoutrement? What is that shit? I don't know. It's just all gone. I get so goddamn diuretic when I sit here. And my mouth just never stops.
All right, hold on. Hold on. Now he's at the end.
Right.
And he's really considering his life choices. And he's just... super not happy with how this has been going, and this is the end.
Ain't worth it. Not this shit. It ain't fucking worth it.
Damn! It's a Winnebago commercial! Relax!
Listen.
For
those of us that speak like him,
I understand.
I know that feeling. Although the effing flies.
Is he still alive or did he kill himself?
No, I believe he's dead now, but they found... I don't know. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. But
we got to celebrate his life.
Agreed.